When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. Be a real rock star, and I'm the biggest of all. I just told you who I thought I was. A guy.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
Lifelike, this is what your life like, trying to live your life right. People really know you, push your buttons like type right. This is a movie, but it's really, really lifelike. Every night, every single fight, right? Looking like the grandma, I don't even like lights. Screaming at my dad, he told me it ain't Christ-like. I'm screaming at the referee, just like Mike. What up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
We back. We back.
Welcome
$2 million. That's all it took. We back.
Welcome to another episode of the Bookie A podcast. I'm Chris Daniels.
I'm Rob Hayes.
It's been about half a Trump presidency since we last recorded.
Mm-hmm.
How long has it been, Rob? 2 years?
We stopped in 2018. We stopped in like the fall of 2018, maybe November-ish. We mm-hmm. did the fake out episode.
Okay, I remember that. And then we stopped, and then
we were supposed to get back together
many times
in November of 2019, and then I overslept.
But you overslept. Rob overslept. So yeah, everybody who's been clamoring for, like, in the past 2 years for, like, you know, a drop emergency podcast episode, we've heard you before, and then we were about to do it.
I was in New York. But I went to Queens Brewery, stayed out too late,
mm-hmm.
Didn't wake up. Woke up to a text that said, "Are you on the way?"
Then I got a call from Rob, and it sounded like he just got done fighting two Nigerians in Chicago. And he was just like, "Oh, I didn't know what happened."
Hey, man. Hey, we still don't know what happened there, man. You know what I'm saying? With everything going on, we don't even know. Jesse, you know what I'm saying? He might turn a new leaf. Mitt Romney out here in these streets. Any celebrity that you know, you know what I'm saying? No telling where they stand. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just found out girl from Glee was racist. Like,
Everything's that was different now. She tried to be an ally.
She was trying to be an ally. They was like, wait. You out here wilding. Who knew? I didn't know.
I didn't know. I didn't care. We are joined this special episode by hilarious comedian, host of another great podcast called Classic Black Man.
Classic Black Dude.
Wow.
CBD, that's the way that you remember.
That's what I meant. I didn't say your name the whole time. I realized, you know, you just
Clark
ran.
Jones.
Yeah, Clark Jones, classic black dude. What's up, y'all?
I gotta ask, what inspired this hair change?
Oh.
Clark is gone if you're listening on an audio device.
Yeah. First of all, thank y'all for having me, man. This is my second time doing. Last time we did crazy numbers in like Asia, East Asia. Y'all were telling me people were going crazy because I defended. I forget what song I said was my favorite, but whatever. Anyway, they connected with it.
How you forget your favorite?
Because I've forgotten the artist.
You know what I mean? Not what my favorite was, but you know the people.
Like
that's what we.
Yeah, like when you cancel the artist, you kind of it's like, what's your favorite? What's your favorite Owen Benjamin joke? It was like, I don't like him. Fuck him. No. My hair is blonde, not as an homage to Ye. You know what I did? I worked on this. Would be a great mentor? Here's the thing. People don't understand a lot of times. It's like, I did this black media interview with Ashley Larry, a.k.a. Donald Rollins, on the Griot. And, you know, we did IG Live and, like, I did it right before that because I was just like, man, a lot of people can't get to therapy and a lot of people can't get out of the way that we feel. A lot of black dudes, a lot of black people. But roasting is therapy to us in a lot of ways. Like the opportunity to make fun of other people so you don't feel like you're at the bottom, like makes you feel good, like put the attention on you a little bit. So I'm like, I got thick skin. I think it looks good, first of all. Second, I knew
when I was. I never said it didn't look good.
Well, I'm just saying, like.
Full of references.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
Demolition Man, Dennis Rodman, Carlton.
Diamond Phoenix.
Like, I got a lot. But, you
they
know.
They call me Lunel. Like, everything under the book. They call me Comedian Lunel. But look, that's what people got out in their comments. And this was, like, last week, too, where, like, tensions were really, really high. Nothing had changed and the protests were really starting off. So I'm like, man, people need a little break real quick. So yeah, go ahead, roast me. Roast me as hard as you can, think whatever references and get that energy out. So
honestly, like, it's not from a real place. It's partly jealousy. Partly like when Nord dyed his hair green and was like, dang, I felt like I can't do it because he did it. And it's like, dang, it was always right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like on the right showcase or whatnot, if I would have picked that night to do that, I might be out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's always.
I'm like, yo, if I would have timed, like when I saw Nori's hair was green, I was like, yo, if I would have timed hair dye at the right time, like, because part of everything in what we do is people noticing, oh, that's that guy, separating yourself,
right?
And that's Brent,
yeah,
that is part of what boosted Kanye in the stardom was, you know, everyone else on BET had a jersey on, he didn't self-deprecate, he didn't make himself seem bad about it, he made himself seem like, this is hotter than whatever y'all got on. And then that kind of shifted the tide. And so, you know, I applaud it because I'm like, dang, watching The Last Dance, watching Rodman, watching that, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I watched the Rodman
30 for 32, like separate of Last Dance. And I'm just like, it ain't nothing like I claim to be this free black man in America, and I got all this freedom, and I love that more than anything. I'm like, yeah, my girl did it. We went to her apartment to get all the rest of her stuff, and I was like, stop by CVS. She was like, oh, I got scissors, I got gloves. I'm like, nah, just stop by CVS. So we stopped by CVS, picked up the stuff. I came out, like, I can't just go to a store and get what I'm supposed to get. Like, I got, like, mad shit, and yeah, she did it that night, man, and I'm gonna probably keep it because not a lot of people doing beard and blonde. It's a lot of dudes, you know, different hair colors, stuff like that. But it's like my little shit.
I'm glad the beard ain't blonde. I'll tell you.
Me
that.
Too.
I'll tell you that might be a little weird.
It's the glasses with the beard.
Say that. My brother just dyed his beard blonde.
How that look though?
Like he made a bunch of herbs and spices. hey man. I'd say do you to everybody. I do want to know though, what did you change the hair first for you and then change your 2K player's hair? Or was the 2K player's hair?
My 2K player's hair was blonde first.
Okay, so nah, you had this in the pocket for a long time.
I experimented with it virtually.
Yeah, virtually. He was like, I'm gonna do the beta version. And then
hey. My player was fucking Finals MVP. So I'm like, all right, that's my hero now.
To the hair color I wanted.
D-Wade went pink, right?
Yeah.
He went hot Cheeto red.
When I was watching The Last Dance, I was like, that is hard. Like, I was like, yo.
Yeah, no, I gotta like be out around people. So I got to keep this for a little while just because, you know, it ain't the same until you around people with it. So
yeah.
Y'all remember,
was it Hanging with Mr. Cooper or was it either Hanging with Mr. Cooper or the smart guy, dude on the basketball team dyed his hair orange and then everybody was like, yo, like, this dude the truth. And then they lost the basketball game. He had to like dye his hair back. He was like mad at him.
Oh, no. I don't know what episode that was of Mr. Cooper.
I think it was Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I remember Carlton went blonde for a Halloween episode of Fresh Prince.
Yeah, no, I remember that. Dude on Mr. Cooper, they was like, how you do it? And he was like, Kool-Aid. And that was the first time I found out that you could dye your hair with Kool-Aid. But then only girls at school use Kool-Aid to dye their hair. But then their whole arm would be like red or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. I got to see that episode too. I feel like TK from The Parenthood dyed his hair once too.
Who is TK?
Remember that was like they cousin Pam towards the end of The Parenthood when that dude from
Okay, I remember The Parenthood, but near the end, I did fizzle off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah.
My Parenthood got I've only kept the theme song and intro in my head. That's it. I think I've heard the actual
episode. They had to go through a whole bottle of orange juice every day, boy. Boy, they had money, boy. Them orange juice was slaying, boy.
Yeah, that was like low-key marketing. Like, The Cosby Show had crayon apple juice as like, or like the bottled apple juice. Was a low-key selling point because I started like Martinelli's, like I couldn't wait till I had money and I started buying Martinelli's just to try to relive that like
Martinelli's refrigerated be on Martin too.
It was everywhere in the '90s, wasn't it? Like who from craft services is pushing all the Martinelli's?
Somebody got in check. Charge of continuity was like, we gotta get these little apple juice bottles.
That looks good on TV.
Mm-hmm. Man.
But yeah, so I mean, I don't know what y'all think about Ye's recent attempt.
Hey man, it's a one tweet.
Oh, you called it an attempt. That's
because
success is varying.
That girl shut him the fuck down.
I seen the video. The girl at the protest was basically she was like, "Yo, this is organized by like Good Kids, Mad City, Chicago." Yeah. She named the people who organized the protest, and she's like, "This ain't no celebrity event. If you're trying to co-op our shit, you can go." I mean, to be fair, you Kanye West, you would draw a lot of attention. I think they said he only stayed like 30 minutes, which maybe that's all you can like do just based on like the presence wise. But I did see it was a little mixed. But so, you know, you got people happy to see my hair and you got some people who like, you know, I think they've warranted some caution and question about what you're really doing out here.
One thing
I was just going to say, you told me go ahead.
I know, but I thought you were going to defer again, and then I was going to talk. Like, okay, you're like, Dan's Mania.
You so, thought like, I was going to first take you.
Yeah. next to Undisputed. No, I thought, one thing I like about the younger generation, whatever this generation is called, is like they have a clear sense of what they think is right and wrong, and they're not really like going to spare a celebrity because they're caught up in celebrity or caught up in like fame or anything like that. It don't matter who it is. If they feel like you're not treating transgender people right, if they're not treating Black people right, if you're not treating anybody right, they kind of like really go hard at it. And I don't know if my generation, our generation at that age, because we grew up in the bling era, like that's what our heroes was talking about. And this one is more about like taking care of victims of anything, whether it's like depression, all this other different types of stuff. So like anybody who getting, they're very anti-bullying, this generation is. So like if you whip people that bully, or if you bully yourself, no matter who you are, no matter how much money you got, they ain't afraid to be like, fuck you, which is kind of dope to me.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say that of anybody in his star bracket, age bracket, he's the only one I've really seen in the streets, like of people in his age group, people in his, you know what I'm saying, and level of just fame, you know, like everyone else really just been our age, like, and younger, you know, like just like in the early 30s and younger. Like, so see, I feel like seeing him out there, it was kind of more, you know, you would hope that like some of your people that you know are healthy, you know they're doing all right, that they could still be out here in these streets, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad he went, but I'm glad she said what she had to say, because I just think he needs to hear that he just don't have... He can't just pull up and be like, everybody love, even in Chicago. So like, I like both things, that he was there and that he got called out. And, you know, shit, go ahead. Keep doing it. Booker, yay.
Do you I feel like we gotta ask because, or maybe this is more so for Rob to spin into, just because there are some people. I mean, if you scour Twitter, you'll see like there is like a long conspiracy theory that this is just like a big finesse because he didn't just show up to a protest. He's also like donated. The number that they put out was a total like 2 million or more to different things. A trust fund, a college fund for George Floyd's daughter, a family to the family, and I believe other businesses and places in Chicago. And you couple that with like his push to help with prison reform, getting people out of jail, out of prison. But you tie it all back to like his allegiance and, you know, alliance with Trump. In Trump's presidency, some people think that like, oh, this was just like, all right, he figured out the only way he go get shit done is he got to get in the room. And the only way he go get in the room is he puts the hat on and shows out for a bit.
I mean, come on, man. Denim Tears already gave us a playbook. He showed us, you know, the pictures of Andy Kaufman's book and whatnot, you know, like the social experimentation. Think about it. You know what I'm saying? Concert, he never said, I would have voted for Trump. He said, I would have voted on Trump. When you dunk on somebody, you're not on their team. You know what I'm saying? We done already talked about that. Second of all, come on, man. We go back and listen to Gay versus the People. You know what I'm saying? Gay versus
the I will people. Never listen to that song.
I listened to it today. He only talking about the hat. He really not talking about Trump. He not talking about policies. He not talking about nothing but that hat. You know what I'm saying? Then how do we find out that he's not wearing the hat ever again on Van Lathan's podcast, Red Pill Podcast? How did he put on Van Lathan when he went to TMZ? Boom, now Van Lathan boosted out of here. We ain't seen a cosign like that since Big Sean. So I'm just saying, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm here for the spin. I wish I made that tweet. You know what I'm saying? I peep the science. Like, I see it.
I don't
Your
know.
Man's back. Your man never left, actually.
I'm virgin
out here freeing people. With a red hat on, man. Y'all don't even see it, man. Obama could never. That's all I'm saying.
I'm Virgil on Kanye, man. Like, I get it. Like, I want him to come back, but there's consequences to actions, you know? Virgil of me is like, man, I just want him to make music. The other half is just like, there's other music out there. There's other music out there to listen to Frank Ocean, whoever. Like, I don't know. Like, I love Kanye for the music. And I feel like when he implements, and this isn't a stick to rapping type thing. I'm saying say whatever you want to say, but also I want the thing I love, which is the music. I don't care what he's talking about either. I listened to the album, the last one. I love gospel music. I grew up on it. So I wasn't mad at it. It's just like, say whatever you want to say, but also give me the music. I would love new music from Kanye.
Jesus Is Born was incredible. I even like Jesus Is Born while that was happening, but I have been able to appreciate Jesus Is King since reading that tweet. I don't know, man. I've been able to be like, yo, now not all of it, you know what I'm saying? The little Chick-fil-A, I still don't, you know, I don't rock with that as much, but.
But that's personal, because you hate, didn't you hate working for them? Like, is that more about
their there's nothing to do with it.
You don't like the infrastructure.
No, I did appreciate those Sundays off. That was incredible, but you know, no, that's not it at all.
I will say, like, I tried because I knew Rob was going to come with the spin. And
not even no spin.
It's crazy because I was, it's in my head, I was like, yo, I just read this GQ article a month ago, and I swear he said he was voting for Trump. And I kid you not, you go read the article, I reread it back. He never says he's voting for Trump. You know what he says? He's like, you know who I'm voting on. That's all he
hilarious.
Said.
That is hilarious.
But the whole time in the article, all he does is basically, he don't downplay what he was doing. He doesn't like reverse course. He does take a little stab at Obama. So it implies that you like, I'm, of course, you know he's going to vote for it, but he never says it. And I can't tell if he just, that's just how he talked, or if he just really be thinking, they ain't going, I'm going to get them, they ain't going to get me the whole time.
No pun. I mean, Obama's no saint. He's not a saint, and he deserves criticism just like anybody else does. And, you know, Chicago, whatever, like, Obama's biggest thing is to be liked by everybody, which I can't knock him for, but you can't do that. You can't be liked by everybody because you're gonna bomb kids overseas.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You okay. You can't be president without having half the people hate you.
Yeah, at least.
Not true.
Who has ever done it?
Yeah.
What?
Who's this universally praised president you know?
George Washington.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck, yeah, jeez. Get out of here.
George Washington.
Yeah, people love George Washington.
Anybody who owns slaves is.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, man. I never said I would have voted for George Washington.
You let some tree story.
No one voted for George Washington. They didn't even have an election. Your man was just in there.
You vote Wood Teeth? That's who you came for?
Well, now we found out that they not wood. They were actually unnamed slaves' teeth.
That is true. I just wanted you to say that. That was a setup.
I'm about to restructure the whole thing. No, I didn't know that at the time. But yeah, that's when we get out of this whole thing. That's what I'm gonna be talking about.
I played your incredible pop culture knowledge against you.
Nah, man.
It only happens like once a century. Never.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the more we find out about, and we don't even know everything too, like about Obama and everything that he did, I don't think it's the right time. Like, it doesn't do anything. It's over. We can't take the presidency back. Kenny DeForest posted something dope today. He's like, I can't wait to get Trump out so we can come together and actually talk about how much we hate Biden. Like, we can't do it now because we got to get Trump out. But as soon as he out, oh man, we're going so hard on Joe Biden. It's going to be crazy. I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's weird because you kind of feel like you got to get him in. And then you got to hold his feet to the fire the whole time.
How do we end up in this place where we got to get Biden in? I really don't know. I think I'm going to do a series where I go to South Carolina and I talk to everybody there and just be like, why? Why did y'all do this to us?
Is this your way of telling us you got a job at Vice?
Man, I'm not turning down no job. If there's a job out there, I'm not turning down. I don't know when comedy clubs are starting back up. I'm not turning down nothing.
Is anybody else losing their mind over what the fuck's happening with stand up?
I miss being on stage, man.
Michael Che just did a show in Queens. Outdoors, and I'm just like, you'll never know. People are like, well, are you gonna be able to get it back? And I'm even asking myself, like, what would it be like if somebody was like, hey, come do 20 minutes? You don't know till you up there. I talked to Petey, who did the show, and he was just like, man, it was hard at first. And we all know Petey is hilarious.
So yeah,
he was just like, man, I was nervous. I was like shaky at first. Like, it's just, muscle. It depends on how long the muscle memory lasts or kick in. But we all started from scratch, I feel like.
Zoom shows don't feel right.
You said what?
Zoom shows don't feel right.
It's not right.
Think about it. Yo, Chris, you was at the Pablo tour and you was able to walk up on Rick Fox. That might never happen again. Like, you might never be able to just be at a show in a pit again.
If I can't, I mean, I did it right. That's all I can say. Imagine Clark, you look to your right and it looks like Rick Fox, who's done a bunch of coke.
So he's just
jumping up with you, and you guys got your arms like around each other, and you look up and Kanye's flying over you. That's exactly what it was.
That's a fever dream, man, but it actually happened to you. That's the dope part. Like, from what I've seen in movies, Rick Fox seems like a fun-ass hang. Like, I saw He Got Game when he took Jesus Shuttlesworth to that camp. Like, that wasn't acting. He was like, just be Rick Fox for like 5 minutes. And it was just like, he just seemed like a fun hang, man. I'm not willing to give up on it never happening again, though. I'm not willing to concede that. It'll be... I don't have that much faith in humanity right now because... Like, I thought there were certain issues that people who I thought were liberal, people who I thought, had some sense, are just like, they never really followed the restrictions. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, a lot of people claiming that they did, but it's people doing a lot of wild shit, still like, I don't know, online dating and meeting up and fucking people. I'm just like, what part of the game is that? That's dangerous without Corona.
Come on, man.
And motherfuckers like really going nuts. So, go ahead.
What are we like? 3 months in? 2-3 months in? At least 2 months.
Ten weeks.
Okay.
I've moved on from Kanye. Like, I got a new obsession, though.
What's the new obsession?
I've been watching Mad Men. I finished Mad Men. Matthew Weiner, that's my new Kanye.
Is he a police officer?
No, he's the creator and writer of Mad Men.
Yeah, he's, you know why he's incredible? He used to write for The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
And he, while he was working for The Sopranos, the creator, I forget, what's the creator of Sopranos' name? Something. Anyway, he was a real mean boss, and he would tell them, like, no shots of the back of the head. Like, he would tell them that whenever they wrote that, he fired people if they wrote that. He was like, no walking talks and no back of the head scenes. And so, like, Matthew Weiner, when he did Mad Men, specifically put the back of the head scene in there as a fuck you to
the David Chase.
David Chase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you to David Chase. Man. And it was same thing with Boardwalk Empire, who has a lot of walk and talk scenes. Mm-hmm. He used to write for David Chase, and David Chase said, no walk and talks. And that's why they have so many in that show.
Matthew Weiner used to write on Becker, but don't nobody talk about that. But
don't nobody talk about Ted Danson. Don't nobody talk about Ted Danson.
Yeah, man. Like, ew, I've been watching every single interview with him, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a new thing I'm into, just trying to figure out how this man made Mad Men, because, man, ill. What an ill show.
I haven't seen it.
Well, today's the last day it's on Netflix. It goes on Netflix tomorrow, so you got to hurry up.
It'll be on Hulu next week.
You can get a season. I'll send you the right links, Clark.
Send it to me so I can watch it. Legally.
Yo, Chris, what you been saying? What you feel, man? How have you been responding to the fans and everything? People been waiting on this a long time, man. Chris, what you been into, man? What's going on?
I mean, I will say this is very refreshing given everything going on right now, and especially like the year, especially that I've had, because we was talking like stand up thing, like, bro, I haven't done stand up. That's when my Achilles, like middle of January. I ain't done stand up all year. I didn't even get like a real chance to like touch the stage and start developing stuff. And then everything goes on. But I'll say that just to touch on Clark's point about like this whole like faith in humanity thing. I'm kind of like a little mixed because I think it's real easy to get like kind of down with the shit that's going on and the things that everybody's got to deal with. But it's something like after you push past like the sad stuff a little bit, it's something invigorating about the people who are just like completely fed up. And I don't think they go be quiet no more. Like, I think it's going to be a lot of people who just like, you know what? I've been waiting on this window opportunity for a minute just to like really say like how we feel, just to really be like, to catch some people slipping and be like, you know what? You need to be the fuck out of here. And I kind of think it's beautiful because people angry as hell. And but it's like the only time you kind of feel like, oh shit, some shit might get done. Like for real.
It does feel dope to see people like saying stuff that we as Black people just have to accept sometimes, is some people just gonna disagree with us. Like seeing Roger Goodell, no matter if he meant it or not, even though he didn't say Kaepernick's name, even though, you know, them owners called him probably immediately and was like, what are you doing? Seeing that happen was amazing. You know what I'm saying? Given like what Jemele Hill like went down for, given like how Kaepernick got blackballed, like just seeing all that, and it's like, over what? You know, it's like seeing how the whole Drew Brees thing played out, when that statement is a statement that so many people made prior, and so like the fact that as a society we are not allowing coded language right now is amazing. Like the fact that you giving your PC answer is not good enough because we are seeing through the PC.
And the dog whistles. And the dog whistles of like, wink, wink.
It used to be, blah, 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 the flag, you know, the country, love America. Like, oh, well, hey, we can't say nothing about that. Not anymore.
You seen it with the brands, because you got like the template right now is like Ben and Jerry's. If you a brand, it's like, if you don't hit Ben and Jerry's, the threshold for like the statement and what they doing, oh, you can get the fuck out of here. Right,
but
now.
It's like with everything, the people who really care and the people who really give an effort, you can tell immediately. You know, so Ben and Jerry's gives multiple statements, they do multiple things because they've always been outspoken about certain things and always been, you know, and These are two older guys. They've been old since I knew about them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it's they've always been in overalls.
Yeah. It's not an age thing. It's not a race thing. They've been two old white guys since the 90s. But still, they get it. You know? But then there's a thing where every country has to feel like – I mean, every company feels like, well, I can't be silent now. And so now you got – You know what I'm saying? I ain't never heard Gushers make a statement. I ain't know they had social media. You know what I'm saying? They like, we working with Fruit by the Foot. We got more in the future. They don't even know what they about to
do. They tied their little baggies together, just like the Crips and the Latinos in fucking LA.
I don't know too many men that just admit that they even ate a Gusher. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was
uncomfortable.
I don't think we ride for Gushers like Gushers was trying to ride for us, honestly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
that Gusher SB Dunk gonna be dropping soon, I bet.
come on, man. People was hating on them Ben and Jerry's dunks. And then the next week Ben and Jerry's came through. It's like, dang, why was we hating?
Sales went through the roof. Chris, I thought you were gonna say the most relieving thing going through all this was kicking my ass in 2K. And I'm glad
I've been waxing Clark in 2K.
For real?
It was sad. It hurt me because when we could actually meet face to face, it wasn't even a close thing. So I'm like, all right, let me feel better about it.
All right,
run some 2K over with Chris. And I mean, this mod came down from like 20 down.
Clark needs to be land.
You need the land game. Was it Pistons, Bulls?
It don't even matter which team he picked. That's how bad it was.
I was coasting with the Jazz, running it, and all of a sudden Devin Booker caught fire. It was a wrap. I started getting mad at my girl for no reason. I ain't nothing crazy. I just caught an attitude. She was like, "What's going on?"
I crossed that off my bucket list. Then that's cool.
Well, I mean, two of them.
What system y'all got?
PS4. Okay. Classic black dude on there. If anybody for the listeners who want to run one, I'm vulnerable right now. This is the best
when time. I say his my player looks just like him, it looked just like him.
He got glasses?
He don't have glasses. That's the only thing. I should have thrown some goggles on there, some turtle frame.
You want to throw some Horace Grants on there?
Ho Grant? Ho Grant is man.
Did you know Clark had beef with Ho Grant? I can't call him Ho Grant. Horace Grant.
This is what led us to have
why do you
this,
have
the face
beef
off.
With Horace Grant?
I just think it's weird to be like, I ain't no snitch. But then Clark, he calls an investigative journalist his close friend. Like, why the fuck is Horace Grant and Sam Smith just hanging out with each other? That don't make no damn sense to me.
You already know how y'all give it up in Chicago.
Yeah, okay.
Horace Grant drink beer, then it all makes sense. Because all them newspaper journalists out there used to drink beer together. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Roger Ebert and all them used to be out there. So I believe if Horace Grant drink like y'all Chicagoans drink, then I believe.
We do. We like our Miller High Lifes and gossip. I ain't saying Horace Grant the only snitch. Will Perdue definitely sounded like a snitch in the documentary.
What makes me not believe Horace Grant is because in this magic moment, the 30 for 30 about the Orlando Magic, he was like, I went in the huddle and I was like, yo, that ain't 23, that's 45. You know what I'm saying? And then in the Last Dance, Horace Grant was like, and then somebody said, that ain't 20. I was like, no, I thought you was somebody. Wait a minute.
He's forgetting his own lies, man.
Wait a minute, 2 years ago, you said it.
I don't know who said it. It's gonna be somebody
over there. Scott Skiles is like, yo.
It's gonna be a Lakers documentary that come out. Like, I don't know who called them straight bitches, but it was somebody. It wasn't me though.
That's how you know, like, how far the time's at, because people be, like, changing their stories, but, like, yo, we recorded you. And they'd be like,
this magic moment came out, like, 2017, 2018. Yeah. Like, they came out recently.
Yeah. That was a script, sir. You signed off on it.
It's the same producer. It's ESPN still. It's the same videographer came in. It was like, good to see you.
Same camera crew. Yeah,
I got another one for you, man.
There's somebody was like, that ain't 23, that's 25.
somebody. It was, I can't say who. I cannot say who
I said just cannot
that.
Recall. I mean, it's on the tip of my tongue, but it was so-and-so.
Me and Chris were talking about this the other day. Who do you want to see a documentary? What team you want to see a documentary about next?
You know, I think... For my own personal self, I think those 90s Braves teams would be interesting. Because that was just like, those were my teams, man.
Those were my teams. I grew up with those teams. And also racism. You know, yeah. When the black player started doing get him out of here. Trade him.
From the championship in, 92 against Minnesota through John Rocker. Like, that's 92 through 99. Like, yeah. That Braves team, and then, like, because it was a lot of shit. Like, Tom Glavine saying he had a clause with his wife that if she never tries to get a job, she'll get, like, an extra $1 million or something like that.
Come on, man. Chicks dig the long ball, man.
It was
Braves was wild.
Braves was wild. You had David Justice with the Halle Berry thing. Like, it's a lot of drama.
That is really good. I ain't heard nobody say that. That's really good. They had Dion. Yeah.
My favorite Dion quote is, the real story was how I had a Lamborghini delivered to me at the Super Bowl. That's the story.
You're a real man, Dion, a real man.
Where Tim McCarver? Where Tim McCarver at? Like, man, it's a little-ass room. You can't find the white dude who don't have a uniform on.
Come on, man.
We're Tim McCall. He wanted to say that.
That's great.
Yeah, 90s Brave. What was y'all suggestion?
So everybody's saying the Lakers and the Heat, but I feel like we know all their stories. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it was. That's how the Bulls really was for me. Like, it wasn't too much in there that I didn't know about. I knew about the Jordan rules. I knew about the gambling. I knew about, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was no shockers in there. I remember Father's Day, him collapsing, like the whole thing. You know, I was like, oh, but when it happened, I cried. You know what I'm saying? But you know, but I want to see a Spurs documentary because I don't know nothing about what went on with them. I don't know nothing about how Avery Johnson was like in real life outside of the court. Tim Duncan, Ginobili. I'm convinced Ginobili and Tony Parker don't like each other. I want them to show Tim Duncan with the iPad, Tony Parker's music video. Come on, man.
I want to know how Steven Jackson was even on the Spurs.
Exactly.
How did Steven Jackson play with David Robinson?
Come on,
man. That don't add up.
Can we get a whole Pop episode? Can we get a whole Pop episode? You already know how Pop give it up. He don't even like it. You know what I'm saying? Pop going to be outside in the alley with a cigarette telling you everything. Like, come on, man. I want a Spurs documentary. I know they boring and I know people don't mess with them like that, but they got 5 rings and I bet you they got some crazy stories.
I bet you people will start putting Tim, rightfully putting Tim over LeBron if the Spurs documentary ever dropped. Tim Duncan was a beast, period. Like Larry Bird.
Heart won't allow this.
You said what?
My heart won't allow this, but no, I feel you.
Tim Duncan, what you say, Chris? You the tiebreaker. Tim Duncan over LeBron. Come on.
I love Spurs, and I love Tim Duncan, but no,
he beat LeBron more times than LeBron beat him.
If you want to say like career, like yo, Tim had 20 years never lost. Like he ain't seen going home like in April.
Right, right. Oh, you mean like a losing season?
Yeah, he never had no losing seasons. He showed up immediately. Was like, what you need? 20-12. I got it.
Every night.
In the All-Star game with Jordan and Kobe, everybody like, yo, this is Kobe first All-Star game. Like, Tim Duncan in there, a rookie.
Yeah. Him and them knock knee free throws. Like,
the only issue is, like, you can't do, like, hoop highlights with just bank, like, you know, 15-foot bank shots, man.
I used to think that, but somebody did a little trivia video recently, and he used to, like, poke on everybody. Like
early 2000s, 90s, Tim Duncan was a different dude.
I feel like you're thinking about that
mid-2000s MVP Tim Duncan. MVP Tim Duncan, all the highlights look the same. But, like, when he got in the league, when he had the phone posits on, like, that Tim Duncan was a different dude.
Yeah, the phone posit Tim was, like, Like, I'm dunking on you, and I'm going to make the elbow jumper, but I'm also, if I don't care how big you are, I'm dunking on you.
And if we're going to go by, like, GOAT status and, like, what means, like, what makes somebody GOAT status, like, the only person who had jeans, like, as big as MJ was probably Tim Duncan. It's the only other person I've seen.
Yo,
who kept the same size dude.
Them size 58.
Everybody blame Allen Iverson for that dress code, but when you see how Tim Duncan used to dress, it's wild.
It was flagrant.
He would wear whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he wore whatever. He cut his own hair.
Come on, man.
And he was like, we doing a commercial today? Like, stylist would be like, Tim. He's like, I did it myself in the car.
I just put one guard on.
Come on, one guard. I don't know. Tim was getting phased when he came in the league. I don't know what happened. I think they won that first finals, and then it was like, yo, I already got a ring. I don't need a hairline.
I don't need to do that.
Why do I need a hairline? I got a ring.
And nobody could convince him otherwise.
If he had gone to Orlando,
every grade you want, I got the ring.
Yep.
If he went to Orlando, maybe he would have been able to.
T-Mac would have, you know what I'm saying? T-Mac would have been like, yo, dude, come on, man.
He had fades because he played college in North Carolina. Like, once he left a blackish area, a good black barber in San Antonio, that's hard. That's like Eagle Rock. You're not going to find, like, a dude who can fade like that. So, and like,
I ain't never been to San Antonio. I just know Charles Barkley shits on every time. I ain't never thought about that.
But now I'm going through the, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about everybody that played in San Antonio, you know, outside of the Admiral, who really just, you know, was military with the haircut. You know what I mean?
Imagine playing with David Robinson and Avery Johnson at the same time.
Yo, and that's Dennis Rodman, right? Didn't Dennis play with both of them?
Dennis Rodman was there before he went to the Bulls.
Right. But how? But like when did Avery get there?
2 weeks. Avery was there
since 87?
Nah, he wasn't always there. Avery moved around. When you that height, then you don't stay in one place.
I think that's one of the rules of the NBA.
When you're a certain height, you can't stay on the same team.
Everybody had the one guard even cut. Sean Elliott, Mario Elie, Tim Duncan. It was just all that, just like cut it all with just a, like, late Kobe career level of hair. That one guard.
You ever seen Tony Parker's music video?
Is it in French?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, man. Went for a treat.
See, that's
he was spitting. I don't know what one thing he said, but he was on his spitting.
I think France is like black France or black Paris, from what I hear, is very like rough. It's almost like the roughest parts of like London and like shit like that. Like, you don't fuck around with black dudes over there, like the hood in like Paris.
Oh, yeah. Nah, they get it in. Yeah.
Like, you really got to be.
Is that where Tony from?
I'm sure he's familiar with it. I don't know if he, you know what I'm saying? He moonlighted in the hood, I believe.
Man, he got
into some trouble before.
Come on, man. He was in a club, man, with Drake and Chris Brown, man. Got champagne bottle in his eye. Don't forget.
Who hit him? Who Dame dashed him?
It was either Drake or Chris Brown. One of them was trying. They were trying to get at each other. You know what I'm saying?
So that means somebody had to reach up because he's taller than both of them. And somebody.
Where's Tabo Cephalosha?
He not in Atlanta no more.
He is. I think he's still.
The NYPD took him Atlanta. Out of the playoffs, and I ain't heard him say nothing about it.
Oh, he got paid from that.
Did he win?
He won that. He won.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, people want to talk about police brutality. We had the Hawks Eastern Conference Finals was affected by police brutality. You know what I'm saying? Like, they would have went to game 6, game 7 had they had Cephalosha.
They told him to point shave, he didn't listen. So they had to take them out. They had to take matters into their own hands.
Man,
they told him you're losing by 30 tonight, and he was
the story. Knicks ain't been in the playoffs. He had nothing to do with it. And it's just like, yeah, him break his legs. Like, whoa, what kind of mafia?
I'm telling you, that was personal. He was supposed to miss that free throw, but he didn't understand the language.
Somebody messed up their parlay, and he was like, "We gotta go."
Chris, have you been listening to Ye any? What have you been listening to?
I mean, I assume that we're all of the same mindset with this, But as far as the Cancel Ye movement, I never stopped listening to Kanye.
Oh, I stopped for a long time. I stopped for like a year and a half, maybe.
You stopped a year and a half? You didn't hear one Kanye song?
I didn't listen. I didn't like sit and listen to nothing. I had a drive. I had a 12-hour drive, and I did listen to Yeezus on that drive, Stay Awake. That was like maybe a year ago. That was like last May. But other than that, I really hadn't like listened to Ye until maybe like, I think sometime during the pandemic, I just like broke down, was just like, well, if the world gonna end, you know what I'm saying? Might as well get that college dropout one spin, you know what I mean? And then that was pretty much it.
Yeah. I can't not listen to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy because of its genius. And I'm also kind of, aside from R. Kelly, when we talk about black performers, I can't throw the baby out with the baby water anymore. You know, like,
wait, which baby?
Well, the baby being
the baby, little baby,
no baby Williams,
who you throwing
baby
out? Brian,
baby Bubba, be bubble.
Hey, call me what you feel.
You know, he had about the platinum Hummer with the platinum wheels. But yeah, I mean, like, especially, and I don't want to make it a dour episode, but like, I already had a lot in common with Kanye. But then losing my mom and his music pre kind of losing his mind, like, I needed to connect with something musically. Because I don't like talking to people about everything. So like, I could feel certain things from, even if he wasn't addressing it, I could feel certain things in how things were said or what he was talking about. Or like when he, even it made me empathize on certain things when he went left on certain things, just like, you know, you lose your mind, man. You do.
Yeah.
So in that way, I got to give him a pass on certain things. He also didn't harm anyone.
Except for the fans.
Except for the fans, except for our egos, except for our loyalty. True. Mm-hmm. But like, there's a difference between a Kanye and R. Kelly.
Totally. There's a difference between a R. Kelly. There's a difference between, you know, even a...
Like, I don't listen to his music at all. I don't listen to no Robert Sylvester at all.
That was actually very easy to do.
But I'm from Chicago, though, man.
Yeah, speak for yourself. I don't know. There's certain R. Kelly songs that they are inside of me. I cannot, I can't play them. But I'm never.
If anything, COVID has like facilitated the stuff because you ain't going to no graduations.
You know what I'm saying? Like the
you ain't going to no graduations. You know, weddings. That's like
no retirement parties. Because no old black people.
That's the catalog.
Old black people play R. Kelly like right in the as soon as the documentary came out, they were still stepping and playing all that. I went to a retirement party.
That's the worst part of the documentary. If you're a fan. And they talk about the origin of specific songs, but then the song starts playing in your head.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, oh no. Like, cause we was on R. Kelly early. We had the public announcement album. You know what I'm saying? Like man, I remember hearing 12 Play on the way to kindergarten. Like I associate counting with 12 Play. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's funny.
Like, man, like, it's difficult to not, you know what I'm saying? Like them songs was always around. Even in high school, people would play the old R. Kelly. They play, and then they play the new R. Kelly. So it's difficult, but necessary. You know what I'm saying? I don't want anyone to get paid off of owning and possessing any R. Kelly, so I'm not going to play any R. I'm not going to stream any R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? Like, one day, I was like, dang, I'm never going to hear the Thuya Thuya song again, but I can't.
What was that girl? Let me hear somebody. Bomba.
Hey, stop! Yeah. Stop it right now.
Yeah. Girl, let me hear somebody say. Oh, that's
hey.
It.
Hey.
Like funny.
Stick to the Cisco honey. You used to. All right.
Kanye. Yeah. man. You brought a Thuya thing, and I just couldn't stop. I couldn't help but think.
I know, man. Hola. I know. Move your body like a snake mind, like that. You know what I'm saying?
Getting freaky in the
club. I do feel bad for Boo and Gotti because it's like without Fiesta Remix, like what else do they got?
You know, they
what
need saying? Those streams.
Come on, they was like Boo Gotti and Hov, like they thought they was gonna be with Jay-Z all the time.
They whispered to each other, "How could this go wrong?" What's the worst that could happen? They said. And then,
come on, man. Yo, that's the a weird thing when, cause I do listen to Jay-Z, and even though, you know what I'm saying, hey,
what he do,
huh?
What he do?
He said we passed Neely. You remember we passed Neely? We passed Neely, but the Speaker of the House is Neely. In cosplay, but we pass kneeling, but it's Wakanda forever, and we taking knees for 8 minutes, but we pass kneeling. But you know, Dynasty, come on, Jigga Kelly, Not Guilty. Yeah. That song don't hold up at all.
those albums were not good. Can we finally be honest? Those Jay-Z, that's the both worlds.
Who were we lying?
Neither
we say
well. People really cape for Not Guilty. People also cape for that.
I don't know that many people that heard the second, but like the second best of both worlds. I don't know that many people that even like listen to it.
We were such fiends for illegal downloading and streaming that I used to hear anything that came out in 2002 through 2006. Like I've heard it, because any music that wasn't Soulja Boy Tell 'Em was getting downloaded. If it was Jay-Z, R. Kelly.
That's very disrespectful to Soulja Boy Tell 'Em.
No, I love it, but a lot of people were he did the thing where he like pretended it was 50 Cent and it was him. Soulja Boy, that was genius, but it made me, you know, exhausted of Superman now. I heard it to
me. Shootout.
You know, girl. I miss Roscoe Dash.
I was thinking about Roscoe Dash yesterday.
Show out was my shit. He would just yell and sing, and it was beautiful. But you know, shit don't let
rain go away. Is what all his haters say. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Poetry, dog.
The metaphors.
Come on,
rain, go away.
He throw so much money in the club that they be like, man, rain, go away. You know what I'm saying? They just turn to little kids.
What happened to him? Why did Polo de Don stop producing records? Like, what happened? He was on fire. Him and Danger Hands. These are all very like 2006's references, but
I think some of these people don't go away; they just change their name. Honestly, like when you find out, like, oh, Young Berg's still around; he's hit maker. Yes. You know what I'm saying? When you find out, like, oh, Kwame with the polka dots is K1 Million. He produced Headsprung. He produced a Switch for Will Smith. It's like, oh, okay. These people don't go away. They're just like, people are laughing when they hear my name. I'm going to change my name.
Daddy Yankee is Bad Bunny now?
I don't think that's true. I think the last one's not true.
They just want to be somebody with the sunglasses on. They don't want to always have to be the persona the whole time. So they got to kind of fade a bit. I can see it.
Yeah, rebranding. Who
do a Versus with? Have you been watching the Versus? Have you missed the Versus?
Oh, man. I've had some personal ones, and I've heard some good ones. Like, personally.
What personal ones have you had?
Personally, I would like him to go against Cuddy. But
what?
Listen to me. Kanye can't use any songs where Cuddy was the influencer. Cuddy was like the
that's a broad brush you painting right there.
He's still getting Cuddy out of the paint. Even if he just hit him with stuff before he met Cuddy, he getting Cuddy out of here.
But Cuddy could use 808s.
Okay, and Kanye can use the College Dropout, Late Registration.
I just want to see it. I'm not saying it'll be good for anybody outside of me. I just want to see Cuddy go get it. And Cuddy got some bangers now. Don't sleep on Kid Cuddy.
I'm not sleeping on Kid Cuddy. I'm aware. Yeah.
You go hit to like track 20, and he just go be playing clips from How to Make It in America.
Mm. I would rather see the Scotts. I would rather see Travis Scott versus Scott Muscadee. And they could use whatever Ye influence they had. So, you know, so Cuddy could use his 808 stuff and Travis Scott could use his Cruel Summer stuff.
That's kinda ill.
And Yeezus. Like,
I think who wins that? I think Travis Scott wins that. The fans win, but Travis Scott take the title.
I think it. I think Travis Scott might win, but I think it's not. It wouldn't be
because the thing is like hits, and Travis Scott has an undeniable amount.
I hate that. That's the thing. That's the worst. That's the worst part about Versus is that it's about hits, because hits doesn't always mean the better song. That's why I love the choices that Babyface made, because Babyface could have hit Teddy Riley to death. He could have 20 songs that were like, pull it up. He didn't even play anything he produced for Whitney. You know what I'm saying? Like, but he was just going with like the feeling and like when he wrote this song, like how, you know what I'm saying? So I really enjoyed it. I thought that was one of the best verses. I really like Erykah Badu and Jill Scott, even though like I feel like Erykah Badu was going for the verses. And Jill Scott was just playing songs.
Erykah Badu didn't know a lot of them Jill Scott records. It was the same like uniform reaction. Oh girl, yes. It was just like,
yeah.
She never sang along.
But neither did I. But they weren't bad. They weren't good.
Just like,
they were dope records. But I was like, well, this is just out of my, you know what I'm saying? Outside of like, who is Jill Scott and the singles, I really am not like I'm just not that well versed in Jill Scott's music. And it made me feel like, dang, like you've been asleep. But as far as, I always checked on what Erykah Badu's been doing. So then when she
came
out, I was getting out of my seat like, yo, all right. You know what I'm saying? We hit them with the apple tree. All right, we in this thing.
Anything off New America 2 was just like, anything off Mama's Gun, I'm locked in.
Come on.
I love the Kirk Franklin verses just because it just took me back to church days. And like,
man, that was dope.
That was just so formative years for me. And the way that they set it up and they had Donnie McClurkin doing drop-ins, it was crazy. That was wild.
Yeah. No, that
Who y'all think Kanye should go against?
Everybody says like the obvious answer.
Chad and Pete.
Pharrell and Neptune. Which I think he would lose, actually.
Can nobody hold a candle to Pharrell? Nobody. Like Quincy Jones, maybe, but that's it. Nobody of his generation can hold a candle because he did it without using Mailman or the Hitmakers or any. There was no production team. It was just them two. What I really want to know is something about the breakdown of a Neptune's production. I want to know who did the melodies. I know Pharrell did most of the drums, but like something, they should go against each other.
It's videos online of them working on Justified, the Justin Timberlake album.
Yeah,
and it's some videos of them in the studio. But yeah, no, I think that would be cool if they did like what Dallas Austin and Jermaine Dupri did and just told the stories behind certain records and stuff. Like, I think that would be cool.
Right.
But yeah. I do think Ye got some smoke for P and Chad. I don't think it's just like,
I don't know.
If you take the Rockefeller stuff, all the Jay-Z stuff, all the Kanye stuff, all the, like, come on, man. Like, that's a lot.
A lot of that was just Blaze.
No. I'm talking about the stuff he did.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the stuff he did. Heart of the City. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that type of stuff. Like, come on, man. Come on. I'm talking about H to the Izzo, V to the Izzo.
I feel like Neptunes would dictate exactly where it went. Mm-hmm. I feel like they would run the like they would dictate where the battle went, like each time.
Maybe, maybe not.
The fact that
American Boy, come on, that plays, come on.
I mean, you could run the Clips album by itself and be like, oh, that's all Neptunes. You could run Justified all by itself. You could run Khalees albums all by themselves.
I don't think that they're gonna be playing Khalees given the
reason. They're not playing Khalees. I was just seeing how they got beef with Khalees.
Don't front them Khalees songs. I play Young, Fresh, and New every
Young, Fresh, and
New
is amazing.
Yeah,
like, you're right. I was just seeing
they got beef.
That's all.
She's gonna be in the comments spamming the whole way.
She's gonna sue for child support. She's gonna sue Pharrell for $8 million.
But come on, man. Come on, don't act like B is not a masterpiece. Don't act like if he played a corner, you're not gonna be on a
sure.
Okay, but also you gotta consider.
Once you get that the high pitch, come on, man. Overnight celebrity, come on, man.
The first NERD album, you can play the whole thing. The whole first NERD album.
You got to think, Rob, okay, because if there's anything I've learned with watching these versus battles, you got to think about where people are. And if Kanye is in Wyoming and the Wi-Fi is not ideal.
Exactly.
What you mean? Ain't a cell phone for miles.
Exactly. He's going to be in a bunker.
Ye got an iPhone 13. What are you talking about? He's a billionaire.
But if you're in a bunker, what are you saying?
He can do it from SpaceX. What are you talking about, dog?
You think Kanye's more technologically savvy than Pharrell?
No. So I'm saying, Kanye got an iPhone 13. You already know what Pharrell got. Pharrell iPhone is liquid. What are you talking about?
Kanye,
this will be the most, Chris. You can watch this in a movie theater. This ain't the, are you serious? Like, come on, man. Nelly muscles prevent him from really just sitting down there looking at their password.
That's what I want to know. What's been the most disappointing performance
in leading up to the Nelly Ludacris battle? I found out that I know more Nelly songs than maybe any other rapper outside of Ye and Jay-Z. Number three of rappers lyrics that I actually know might be Nelly.
Interesting.
I found out.
Is that all the same lunatics or just Nelly?
Just Nelly. But I know. I mean, I just don't know that many Murphy Lee, even though I did meet Murphy Lee outside of Uptown.
Ask my tattooist.
And he passed me a mixtape. It was
no way.
It was a sad day. It was a sad day. Like, what happened, man? What happened?
What happened to do with the mask?
Man, you think we live on a farm? Be for real. We got Ben Summers and Jazz. All right.
He did have one of my that verse on Air Force Ones is one of the best rap verses, personally, of all time.
I was so mad he didn't play Number One off the Training Day soundtrack.
Ah, and Number One, that was a banger.
Yeah, I was like, why, you're going against Ludacris, and he's playing like songs off the soundtracks. Trading Day is one of the illest movies ever. You're on the soundtrack. The only single I remember from the soundtrack of a movie that had Macy Gray, Dr. Dre, and Snoop Dogg in it. And I really didn't understand that at all.
What does it take? And it was a diss record. It was a diss record, too, at KRS-One.
No, KRS-One took offense to it.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, because he made I'm Still Number One, and Nelly probably didn't even know about that song.
I didn't know.
It's a Boogie Down Productions song. I'm Still Number One. It's actually a great record. But he was mad that he claimed KRS-One claimed that everyone was biting him because he had already made an album that had Blueprint in it, and then he made I'm Still Number One, and so then it was just like, dang, everybody forgot about KRS-One. Yeah. So then he went back and forth with Nelly, but I don't remember those diss records.
Who do y'all have in a battle of Busta and LL?
I got LL. I got LL against everybody, though. LL's the GOAT.
That's
who
tough.
You got, Chris? Both got catalogs.
First of all, I wouldn't put them against each other at all. I would put Busta against.
We lost.
Come on, man. You got to be Chris. Right. Yeah.
I'm your co-host now.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You're close now.
Man, my internet had said that I was it was faulty, but I don't know. I didn't. I'm still here.
My internet. Everybody's internet is trash because everybody's at home on it.
Yeah, that's true.
So like it's a pandemic with the internet too. But I would love to see Busta LL. I would be tuned in. That would make my day.
Yeah, no, I think that would be hard. I would have liked to seen Busta Ludacris instead of Nelly Ludacris. Even though they're not in the same.
Oh lab. Yeah, why won't T.I. do it? Why won't T.I. do versus like Luda? Did he say
that would have been? That would have been hard. That would have been hard. I don't think they're as cordial as Luda and Nelly. I think part of it is they don't want people to do it who don't mess with each other.
Yeah, it's a lot of like little details with this thing that people will never understand. Swiss was talking about like some artists are insecure about putting their stuff up because they feel like if I take an L on this, that's my reputation.
Yeah,
like I would love to see Fab versus Cameron. I think that would be epic. It's a lot.
I don't know, because part of it is your fans got to overlap. Like, I think part of the problem with Teddy Riley and Babyface is there's some people who Teddy Riley could never beat Babyface. And there's some people who Babyface could never beat Teddy Riley, you know. And the people who really got the battle were the people who were in the middle, you know. Or the people who were ignorant.
Right.
But I don't know. I would pick LL over Busta just because there's certain LL joints when he plays. I don't know what Busta would do.
I did a mini battle and just played both of their records, and it came out about even.
Me and my sister did one, and it was
Hey,
you good?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I think my Wi-Fi just went down for a second, so I had to reset it. So now I'm on my phone. But
welcome back, dog.
does that screw up the whole thing?
I don't know. I don't know. I think we'll be all right. We was just talking about that Busta LL versus. I was telling Clark that me and my sister did a battle of Boyz II Men versus Jodeci. Mm. I had Jodeci, and it was way closer than you would. Than you would think.
You did a mock battle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was doing versus battles before versus. Like the week before the pandemic started, me and my roommate did Future versus Lil Wayne. We was arguing, and then I just started playing records. Then he just started playing records. And it was like back and forth. And then it was like,
are y'all done with Lil Wayne?
What did Lil Wayne do? It's hard to keep up. There's a whole cancel list. LL's supposed to be canceled. Beast Mode, Desi. There's a whole bunch of people who canceled.
He was on Fat Joe's podcast, and he said we need to blame ourselves for, like, police brutality and how we act. It was very Trina-ish. Mm-hmm. And even Fat Joe was like, you know, that's his man, so he ain't going to call him out publicly. But he was just like, wait, what? But Lil Wayne also called Katie Couric Miss Katie. So, like, I just don't know what type of respectability.
I feel like Lil Wayne might have reached the point where.
Katie Couric Miss Katie.
Yeah, remember in the interview? It was very.
What's wrong with that?
It was just, it just came out very, like, respectability, slave master-ish, Miss Katie.
I remember hearing it. It sounded very, like, driving Miss Daisy-ish type.
Yeah, that's how he comes off.
But I feel like Lil Wayne might have reached a point where he simultaneously is like untouchable, but it's because of like what he's done, but also because people kind of don't give a fuck what you say at the same time. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't do that. Like you can't really do no harm because nobody's really listening like that. Like the influence ain't really as prevalent anymore.
But also, wouldn't he be a good competitor for Ye?
Who, Wayne?
Yeah.
That would be fun. Yeah, The Block Is Hot came out around the same time he started producing, getting production in. Like, yeah, no, that would be fun.
And Kanye hasn't produced that. I think we got, like, two records he did for Wayne.
Let the Beat Build.
And
Wayne's on.
Oh, Lollipop?
Bonds.
Yeah, who get Lollipop?
Static.
Static, yeah.
Lollipop.
Who would get to use Lollipop, though? Would Wayne get to use it or Kanye?
Kanye could do the remix. He could, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Babyface don't do remixes.
You don't want to open up a remix conversation with Lil Wayne. That's not what you want to do. Lil Wayne's on See You in My Nightmares. They're both on Swagger Like Us. They're both on Forever.
Yeah. So you got to get Swagger Like Us. That's a tip record. So you just got to get at the tip. They both got to, like, you know, they both got to X that.
They're both on Maybach Music Part 3, the one with T-Pain.
Mm.
All black Maybach sitting in an asshole.
I love Ross so much, man. Ross is like number 6 to me. He's somewhere between 6 and 10 when you talk about top 10 rappers. But Ross is... That's who 50, that's who 50 was running from. 50 was running from Ross.
My favorite, when it comes to selecting beats, my favorite ear in hip-hop, Rick Ross.
He the best A&R in the game.
Like, when it, like, such beautiful music. Such beautiful, man, I don't know, like, I don't know who those Justice League guys are. I don't know what orchestra they work for. But, man, boy,
you know what,
Rick Ross had some beats, boy.
Massachusetts School of Music, they all graduated from.
Rick Ross was great because girls always swore, I hate Rick Ross. I can't stand it. And then if you play it and they're around, they're like, what is this? And
it's you, like, play Pop That, it's over.
No.
Play, no. I'm feeling so dope.
No, you play Deeper Than Rap. And then once you get past that first track, that is an R&B record. He got Robin Thicke. He got The Dream. He got Neo. He got John Legend. He got Usher. He got Cool and Dre singing about cocaine. Boy, that is straight R&B. You talk about...
Play Aston Martin music and see if Aston everybody Martin go... music.
Yeah.
That's the summer anthem.
Yeah, Chrisette Michelle and Drake. Mm. Man, what a different time.
In the chicken box.
We forgot. See, that's the thing. We got some people been canceled so long. Like, could Chrisette Michelle come back?
No.
We let Ye back, but wait, we got Chrisette Michelle might...
She did it too early.
If the record is big enough, anything can be overcome. But I don't think she got the record in her.
Man, we living in weird times, man. The president out here tweeting about Insecure, Mitt Romney out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying? Like,
just wait till, like, as it gets closer to November, it's just gonna get crazy. You about to see some weird shit, man.
What did Trump say about Insecure?
He liked the tweet that was like, I thought the end of Insecure is going to be like this. And it was like one of the scenes from
Color Purple.
Yeah. And people was like, he just liked it because he saw two black women in the field.
That's wild. What, Trump liking?
It's the only like on his page. When you go to like Trump's page, you see likes. It's the only like. It's the only tweet that he has currently on his like. It's wild, yo. It's wild, man.
What is happening?
Man, we living in wild times, man. Michael B. Jordan don't got no haircut. You know what I'm saying? He got on all black. Like, man, who would have thought?
Tekashi out of jail.
Come on, man. Tekashi got a lace front, man.
Wow.
But he always had one. Ain't no way. You can't, like, as a dude who's dyed his hair, it's impossible to get that.
We got to chill. Chris and Tekashi Hood right now. That's what you don't know. What you don't know is all that stuff happening around the corner from where you live right now.
Didn't they move him? Did they move him again?
No. I'm saying where it started, where the whole Trey way where he met, you know, all them is that same area of Brooklyn where Chris is going to Crown Fried Chicken and all that right now.
Yo, Chris, Southwest T and Kwame out of jail?
They didn't get Kwame out yet.
Kwame out of jail.
He out of jail, out of jail?
He on the streets. Oh, him and Southwest T.
Yo. I ain't gonna lie, man. When you like it from Detroit, there's a part of you that like you kind of fuck with Kwame. You just like I like him. I met him before. He's a dope dude.
Yeah,
but he was just trying to do white people crimes, and it didn't work out too well.
He made himself.
We cleaned up a block together. He came out and was in the hood, just like cleaning up alleyways and shit.
I never thought I'd live to see the day where both him and one of the heads of BMF would be are back on the street.
Oh, man.
Hey, well, we got to let you finish, Chris, but this has been the Boogie A podcast, man. I appreciate you, Clark, coming through.
This was dope.
Talking to us about everything. You know, we had to get somebody from Chicago in here.
Definitely.
You know, to rip. And, hey, man, shout out to Monique if you're out there.
Thank you, man. Shout out to Monique. Thank you, mom. My mom's out there fighting COVID right now. So, like,
blessings, bro.
Peace, love to her.
Peace and love to Monique.
I thought you were talking about the comedian. I was like, what?
No, not that one.
Yeah.
We got it. I got to keep my windows open just in case Tyler Perry calls for a job.
Brother, got to eat. Down nothing. I'm telling you, I ain't turned down no jobs, man. Hey, over hiring, I'm down.
I hear you. Hell yeah.
Well, this has been fun, man. Thank you, Clark. You want to plug anything? You want to say anything before you get out of here?
Oh, yeah. Keep supporting Classic Black Dude Podcast. Also, I want to shout out a fund called At Want Not Need Fund. So it's a charity that's based on, like, if there's something that you really wanted to buy for yourself that you don't need, the fund goes to people who need things during the COVID crisis. So, like, I wanted to buy another air fryer, and I was about to, but instead I just gave that money to At Want Not Need Fund. And they give it to a lot of minority organizations that are like trying to help underserved neighborhoods during the corona crisis. So At Want Not Need Fund, make sure y'all support.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Thank you, Doug.
For sure.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production, executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.